Trust and do. Do and trust. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust and do are words which go well together, in the order in which the Holy Spirit has placed them. We should have faith, and that faith should work. Trust in God sets us upon holy doing. We trust God for good, and then we do good. We do not sit still because we trust, but we arouse ourselves and expect the Lord to work through us and by us. It is not ours to worry and do evil, but to trust and do good. We neither trust without doing, nor do without trusting. Adversaries would root us out if they could, but by trusting and doing, we dwell in the land. We will not go into Egypt, but we will remain in Emmanuel's land, the providence of God, the Canaan of covenant love. We're not so easily to be got rid of as the Lord's enemies suppose. They cannot thrust us out nor stamp us out. Where God has given us a name and a place, there we abide. But what about the supply of our necessities? The Lord has put a verily into this promise. As sure as God is true, His people shall be fed. It is theirs to trust and to do, and it is the Lord's to do according to their trust. If not fed by ravens, or fed by an Obadiah, or fed by a widow, yet they shall be fed somehow. Away, ye fears!